Behind this door is the Video Zone, a place between our world and the video dimension. Waiting to challenge you for control of the Video Zone is one of the game wizards. Is it Murloc, Scorsha, or Mongo? These two teams will compete for the right to enter the Video Zone and face that game wizard's challenge. Who will it be? Find out today on Nick Arcade! And now, here's your host, a guy who once thought that a pop quiz was a test on soft drinks, Bill Moore!
Thank you, Andrea, and welcome to Nickelodeon Arcade, where your video savvy and video game skills are put to the ultimate test. I am here today with Kenny of the yellow team and Tony of the red team, who are about to play the face-off game Brainstorm. Now, in this game, you have to protect your cerebral neuron for these incoming nerve impulses. Each time your side is hit, your opponent scores, and the player with the highest score at the end of 30 seconds will get 25 points and control of Mikey, our video adventurer, for the start of round one. All right, guys, grab your controllers. Ready, set, go. Both of them doing some serious blocking there. Good blocking. Great frame blocks there. The yellow team has been hanging on to it marginally, and now it's tied up. The line O time at the top of the screen tells us that we're getting down to the final seconds. And it is the yellow team that pulls it off. Yellow team pulling it off there. Hey, let's find out who's on today's show. Starting off with the yellow team, we have Kenny and Amy. Hey! Now, Kenny, we've been told that you play on a football team. Give the guys a plug. What is the name of the league?
Okoi Bulldogs.
Okoi Warthogs?
Bulldogs.
Bulldogs, all right. Root for you. And Amy, your partner there, likes to dance. She's been dancing for how long now?
11 years.
11 years. And what exactly, what is your favorite style of dance?
Jazz.
Jazz dance. You're going to do this as a career?
I don't know.
You don't know? Well, listen, have fun today. Your opponents are Lisa and Tony. Say hey! Now, Lisa likes to travel, and tell us about your favorite place you've been.
Switzerland.
I've heard all about it. So you've had such a great time. What are some of the other places you've been to?
I've gone to France, Argentina, and like parts of the United States.
All right, we have an international player. Your partner helping you out is Tony, and Tony likes to play golf. Now, who do you play golf with?
My friends.
And how often?
About once a week.
About once a week. Well, hey, let's wish them all luck on today's show. Now, we all know how to play. You're going to take Mikey, our video adventurer, and you're going to move him all around this screen in every direction except diagonally. Now, as you do this, you're going to run into our four Ps: points, puzzles, pop quizzes, and prizes. Be careful, because the enemy is up there, and if you run into him, the control gets zapped to the other team. Now, all questions in round one are worth 25 points, and the team with the highest score at the end of the two rounds will go inside of our video game to face today's game wizard. That's all I have to say. Andrea, hey, tell me where Mikey's going today.
Well, Mikey has strayed far from the beaten path to wind up deep in the heart of Creepyville. In round one, Mikey finds himself meandering in the mysterious, murky swamp. But he's not alone. There's a frightening ghost lurking out there in this murky swamp. All you have to do is get Mikey past the goal, and you will get 50 points. Good luck.
Thank you, Andrea. Yellow team, you're on the board with 25 points for winning the face-off, and you get to move Mikey first. What direction?
Up.
Okay, Mikey's moving up. Video repairman. Now, this is one of our video puzzles. Thing is, you're skinned down to watch a video, and the reception goes out on your TV. First team that can buzz in and correctly name the band will get 25 points and control of Mikey. Hey, let's check out the video. Yellow team.
Bon Jovi.
Bon Jovi's incorrect. Okay, red team, keep watching. When you think you know it, buzz in. Red team.
R.E.M.
Let's take a look and see. Is it R.E.M.? Is it? It's R.E.M. Yeah. All right. You've gotten 25 points. And by the way, this is Liza. I said, Lisa, slap me. Okay, Liza and Tony, you have 25 points and control of Mikey. What direction?
Left.
Mikey's going left. Video challenge, red team. Gonna move. Oops, there we are. Hi, how are you? Okay, now in the video challenge, you get to add more points to your score and maintain control of Mikey. Who's gonna be playing?
I will.
You will? Okay. Mm-hmm. Tony, no, me! Tony, you hang on the board this time, buddy. Now, Liza, you get to choose from Shadow of the Beast, Super Ghouls and Ghosts, Marvel Land, King of the Monsters, and Act Razor. What would you like to play?
Marvel Land.
All right, let's head on over to Marvel Land. Come on with us, Tony. Tony, no, you can stay, Tony. We cleared you. Okay, now, the whole idea is to beat the Wizards Challenge. And on Marvel Land today, the Wizards Challenge is set at 8,000 points in level 1-3. So you have to meet or beat that in 30 seconds. Now, Tony, tie score at 25 points. I want you to write down on this board, of those 25, how many points you're willing to wager on your partner beating the wizard. You have 3 seconds to write down your wager now. Okay, okay, 3 seconds. 3, 4, 5. Okay, that's it. All right, ready, set, go. Liza is off. Marvel Land is kind of a little carnival. You jump over, you zap things, and you accumulate points. She's up to 100 now. All right, she's just got a lot of points, 5,100. She has to get 8,000 in the 30 seconds. She's at the 6,400. All right, no problem. We're just gonna restart it, and another person's gonna come up, and she's at it again. Ooh, she hit pause. All right, she hit start again. We're going, 6,500. Ooh, it seemed like time wasn't on your side, dip in the water, but you played great. Tony, wager 25 points. We're gonna go adjust the score, but that's all right. The show has just started. Head back over there. Just started, I wouldn't sweat it. Okay, unfortunately, you're down to zero, and control, unfortunately, for the yellow team is in their hands. You get to move Mikey.
Left.
Mikey's moving left. A prize! You get this no matter what happens. Andrea, tell them about it.
One-on-one, the new exciting electronic basketball game that lets you play 5 different games in one package, like one-on-one, horse, quickfire, and more from General Sportcraft. Congratulations.
Yes, way to go. And you still have Mikey. You get to make him go again. What direction?
Left.
Mikey's moving left again. Mikey hightailed it out of there, and control hightails it back over to the red team. You get to move him again. What direction?
Up.
Mikey's going up. A prize! Now you have stuff. Andrew, tell him about it.
It's the Nash Heat Zone Skateboard. It's equipped with durable XRZ trucks and pro-style wheels. Neon knee and elbow pads complete the set from Nash. Congratulations.
Yes, major congrats, and move the Mikester again.
Left.
Mikey's going left. Video challenge. Red team, come back over here. Video challenge. Here we are. We're gonna make up some lost time. All right, here we are again. You can make up some points here. Who's gonna be playing this time?
Me.
You wanna play Tony?
Yeah.
Okay. Liza, hold the board. Tony, you get to choose from Shadow of the Beast, Super Ghouls and Ghosts. Marvel Land is out of it because we've used it. King of the Monsters or Act Razor? Which one of those four?
King of the Monsters.
King of the Monsters. Let's head over to King of the Monsters. Come on over with us, Liza. Now, you know the situation. You've been here before. You're professionals. You have to meet or beat the Wizard's Challenge. And on King of the Monster, it has been set at 3,000 points in level 1. You have to meet or beat that in 30 seconds. Now, right now, you're down to zero, but you can wager up to the 25 points on whether or not Tony will meet or beat the Wizard. So you have 3 seconds to write down your wager now. Okay, turn around here, Tony. Can make up some points here. Ready, set, go. All right, kind of a wrestling. He's kind of the cockroach-looking kind of beast there. Zapping, doing some wrestling moves. He's up to 500 points. He has to get 3,000. All right, there was a point thing. All right, he's got some extra power there. Great, 1,200. Good wrestling move, bone cruncher here. Good punch. He's up to 2,070. He has to beat 3,000. He's got a little under 1,000. He grabs, but he did it. Yeah, he did it. Woo! Tony, great plan. All right, buddy. All right, let's see how many points for wager. 15. You're back on the board. Way to go. Woo! Yeah. I told you don't sweat it. Na-na-na-na-na-na-na. And Zumo, 15 points there on the board. And you have control of Mikey still. And now it's been just handed to me because that sound means that we are running out of time. So we get to just zip Mikey straight to the goal. We are now in a situation called sudden death. Now I'm going to ask a question. The correct answer will get you 50 points and the goal for round one. Hands on your buzzers. This is a question about horror writers. The movie Stand By Me was based on a story called The Body by what well-known horror author of Cujo and It? Red Team.
Stephen King.
Stephen King is it. You've got the goal. Yes. Check out the board. See where everything was. Round one, there you have it. There was a couple other prizes up there. The score is now 65 for the Red Team. It came from behind. Yellow Team has 25. But we all know round two, the points are double. So anything can happen. You want to find out? We'll see after this message. Yeah. We're back. Joining me this time is Amy of the Yellow Team and Liza of the Red Team, who are about to play the face-off game Brainstorm. Now remember, you have to protect your cerebral neurons from a deadly nerve impulse. Each time your side is hit, your opponent scores, and the player with the highest score at the end of 30 seconds will get 50 big points and control of Mikey for the start of round two. Ladies, grab your controllers. Ready, set, go. Both of them on the board, keeping a tight score there. Yellow team is just a wee bit ahead. Red team made a move, but yellow team came right back with another hit. Final time, sticking down at the top of your screen. Points just keep flip-flopping. Looks like the final second will have to tell us who's going to be the winner. And it is the yellow team. Great plan. Let's go play some more arcade. All right, yellow team, you get the 50 points for winning the face-off. Andrea, where's Mikey going in round two?
Well, in round two, Mikey's adventure in Creepyville continues when he steps into a haunted house. But beware, the ghost haunts these horrid hallways too. Sneak Mikey safely past the goal and you'll scare up 100 points. Good luck.
All right, now remember, the four P's are still up there. Points, puzzles, pop quizzes and prizes, video challenge, and you know who the ghoul, so beware of that. Now all questions in round two are worth 50 points, and the team with the highest score at the end of this round will be going inside our video to challenge today's game wizard. Yellow team, 75 points, and Mikey's control is in your hands. Move him, please.
Left.
Mikey's moving left. Fast forward. Here's another video puzzle. We've got our tape on pause. I want you to write down how many times you think this person can bounce a soccer ball in 30 seconds. Is it 14, 34, or 41? You get to write it down, grab your board. You have 5 seconds. In 30 seconds, can this person bounce a soccer ball 14 times, 34 times, or 41? Write it now. Okay, let's fast forward the tape. All right, 34, that's what it is. Red team, let's see what you wrote down. 14, okay, you don't get the points. Yellow team, what did you write down? 34, you get the 50 points. And you maintain control of Mikey. You get to move him. Give me a direction.
All right, up.
Mikey's going up. Boo. Control now goes over to the red team, and you get to move Mikey. What direction?
Left.
Mikey's going left. Pop quiz. Hands on your buzzers. I will throw out a question to you. You throw me back the correct answer, and you will get 50 points in control. The question is about horror movies. In what movie sequel does Sigourney Weaver annihilate an egg-laying monster on another planet? Red team.
Aliens.
Aliens is it. Yes, you get the 50 points. You're up to 115. Low score here. Move Mikey again, red team.
Down.
Mikey's going down. Video challenge. The video challenge, and you know the situation. Add more points, maintain control. Who's going to be playing?
You go. I'll play.
Tony's gonna play? Okay, hang on to the boy, Lancer. Tony, you get to choose from Shadow of the Beast, Super Ghouls and Ghosts. We skip all the way down to the end to Act Razor. What would you like to play?
Super Ghouls and Ghosts.
Super Ghouls and Ghosts. Head on over there, Tony. Now you have to meet or beat the Wizard's Challenge. And on Super Ghouls and Ghosts, it has been set at 1,500 points in level 1. 30 seconds to do that. You know the situation over here. You have 115 points. Your opponents have 125. Of your 115, write down how many points you're willing to wager on Tony beating the Wizard. Do it now. She's writing down her ideas and stuff and stories and memoirs. Okay, keep it. Turn around. Ready, set, go. Super Ghouls and Ghosts. He's a knight fighting the oozy kind of gruesome ghouls running around. Coming out of the coffin, he's up to 200. He has to meet or beat 1,500 points in the 30 seconds. He's up to 900. It's very close. He's at 1,500 more, and he will do it. He's at 10 second point. 1,300. 200 more points, and he's got it. 100 more points. One more thing, one more thing, one more thing. He did it! Yeah! Woo! At the last second, my friend. Lines of wager, 15 points. Let's add that to the score. Yeah! Bop, 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 bop. Did it at the last second. I was sweating. 15 more points. You've taken over the lead with 130, and you have control of Mikey. Move him, please.
Down.
Mikey's going down.
A 50-point bonus square! To your score.
You have taken a huge lead. Well, a decent lead. It's still very close. Move Mikey again. That sounds telling me that I get to move him again. Mikey goes straight to the goal. Ooh, I hate it when this happens. I get tingly. We're in sudden death again. The correct answer will get you 100 points. It'll get you the goal, and it will decide who will be our winner of this game. This is a question about scary places. Hands on buzzers. What region of Romania did Count Dracula call home? Yellow team.
Transylvania.
Transylvania's it. You got the goal, yellow team. Let's take a look at the board, see where everything was up there. There's everything. Prizes, video challenges. Yellow team, 225. You are going to play today's Game Wizard. Red team, what can I say? You kept us on the edge of our seat. You're going to take this home for being so great. Andrea, tell them about it.
You want speed, action, excitement? Get a yo-yo. You want the hottest yo-yos? Get a Dunkin'. And Willy Wonka's Nerds brand candy. The tiny, tangy, crunchy candy with intense fruit flavors. Taste the magic from the Willy Wonka Candy Factory. Back to you, Phil.
Hey, when we come back, these two are going through that door back there. They're going to battle Merlin in the bonus round. You feel good? Are you psyched?
Yeah.
Come on back and check it out with us here on Nick Arcade. We're taking a break. I'm here with Amy and Kenny, and they are ready to go through that door and take on Murloc in the Wizard level. Now, you have 1 minute to get through all three levels. After the first two, if there's any time left, then the two of you will go and battle Murloc. Now, for each item you pick up, you will get $50. And for each level you get past, you will get a great prize. All right, here is your challenge. In level one, Amy has three hidden coins to find on both levels of the ancient tomb while trying to dodge the power of draining four spikes, arrows, hammer, and mummy. Touch the beam of sunlight when it appears, and all the doors will open and destroy the enemies. Catch all three coins, and your team will win this.
Camp in the wilderness or your own backyard with a Coleman Camp package, including a Sun Dome tent, slumber bag, Take 5 flip lid cooler, and a rechargeable fluorescent lantern, all from the Coleman Company.
In level two, Kenny must collect three coins in the mine maze. Look out for the spears, flame jets, and electrified squares, which will drain your power. Touch the power square, and you'll be immune to all damage. Collect all three coins, and your team will get this.
The York's portable stereo system features surround sound, separate super bass amplifier, AM, FM, FM stereo receiver, automatic battery charger, and a double cassette with auto reverse from York's.
Hey, hey, now with the time left, you'll both take on Murloc in the Wizard level. Catch three floating orbs while avoiding the dangerous lightning blasting creatures. Touch the spinning hourglass and you'll freeze everything for 5 seconds. Beat Murloc by catching all three orbs and you will win today's grand prize, Andrea.
You'll be going to the Franklin D Resort, an all-inclusive family resort in Jamaica. Your holiday includes the kiddie center with computer games, all meals, drinks, and sports from the Franklin D Resort. You'll fly to Jamaica on a round-trip airfare courtesy of Air Jamaica with more wide bodies, more nonstops, and more frequent service to Jamaica than any other carrier. Air Jamaica, we give you more. Good luck in the zone, guys.
All right, come on, everything is out of it. Cool. Go back there and do it to Murloc. Woo! Alright, now remember we have the three coins that have to be gotten. And of course, the Mind Maze, three coins there also. I feel good about this. We're set, they're set. Ready, set, go! Alright, Strut has been hit. Ooh, right on the head with a hammer. One power unit is gone. Staying down low, reaching up for the coin, reaching. Alright, now hanging up for the beam of sunlight. Put your hand back in the sunlight. Behind you, behind you, behind you, behind you. Oh, she's trying to fight it. There it is. All right. Now, run down the stairs. Fast. Come on. Go, go, go. Down the stairs. Hurry up. Grab the coins. You're at 35 seconds. Come on. All right. Go, Kenny. Go. All right, Kenny. All right. He's got one coin. One power unit is down. And he's got two coins. He's got one power unit. Oh, the power is gone. Restart. Restart. All right. He's at 22 seconds. One coin. One power unit down. Ooh. She's down to two power units. Oh, my goodness. We're down to 15 seconds. One coin. All right. He's trying to make it back to get the second one. He's down to three power units. Ooh, ooh, ooh. And they're down to 7 seconds. Come on. Let's do it, guys. One coin. One power unit. Oh, my goodness. Oh. All right. Oh, they're out of time. They didn't beat the wizard, but they got the basketball game up front, which was a great prize. And they got the Coleman package for making it through the first level of the bonus round. Hey, listen, I enjoy watching them. They ran a good run. My Mage was a little too tough, but here they come out in now. Hey, great plan. Great plan. Hey, listen now. They had a little bit of trouble in the Mind Maze. Did you see what was going on?
Yeah.
Yeah, what were you trying to avoid there?
The arrows and stuff.
The arrows and things coming at you. I think the floor was getting electrified, too, which kind of like every time you stepped on it, it kind of zapped you. You, though, did you have any problem in your round?
No.
I'm an expert at this. Well, listen, you played a great game. You know, you got some great stuff anyway. You won a prize in the upfront game, and you did a great job there, too. Well, listen, I hope you two had fun. I hope you had a good time. We enjoyed watching you. And next time, come on back. We have two more players to go into that door on Nick Arcade. Bye.
Studios at Nickelodeon Studios at Universal Studios Orlando, Florida.